There are three factors necessary for life to survive: food, water, and shelter. Unfortunately, we consistently provide ants with one or all of these factors. People give ants the water they need by overwatering their yards, having poor drainage, and by keeping moisture-retaining mulch up against the structure. While you can't control how much rain you get, you can make sure your gutters and downspouts are cleared and well-directed, and that your yard slightly slopes down away from your house. As we learned earlier, ants are omnivorous and will eat all kinds of food. One of the biggest food sources for ants seems rather strange. A lot of ant species will tend certain insects called hemopterans, like scales and aphids, in exchange for the sweet honeydew they produce. These small insects thrive on many plants kept right outside of structures and can easily go unnoticed. Gaining control of the honeydew-producing hemopterans can eliminate a major food source for many ants. Inside, poorly sealed foods and unsanitary homes give indoor nesting ants a steady and easy supply of sweets, oils, and proteins. Structures fitting that definition are also likely to have other insect pests, providing an additional food source to foraging ants. Humans don't intentionally provide habitat to ants, but they may end up doing it anyway. Ants can gain entry to structures via cracks and crevices, improperly fitted door sweeps and weather stripping, and open doors and windows. Ants that nest outdoors prefer that you leave your wood piles, debris, leaf litter, and mulch the way it is, because that is a perfect habitat for many of them.